This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last night when the NFL released the schedule, a lot of people scrambling, trying to figure out where they're going to be in the fall, what games they're going to go to, and one of the first things I thought of was the late John Madden. And in studio is the great Frank Caliendo. And that's really how I met you, Frank, back in the day. Because my buddy JT down in Alabama,
right?
He said, you got to talk to this guy, Frank Caliendo. And at the time, your John Madden was starting to trend and you were going viral before we knew what viral was.
Right, and that was trending, and thinking before thinking. I mean, you know. And the Madden evolved to the point where it started out, I listened to the old ones, like, hey, folks, John Madden here. It was really high. And then I got it to the point where it sounded pretty much exactly like John Madden talking and saying the things that he would say and doing the things that he would do. And then it turned into the cartoon version where it's like, just sounded like he was eating the words. And I've been getting, everybody tags me in social media and stuff like that because Nicolas Cage is going to play Madden in this new movie. And they called me to audition for the part of Howard Cosell. And I was like, I'm not the Howard Cosell guy. I think it would be distracting to be Howard, to try and even just to audition, not to be in the movie. And all I could do is, this is Howard Cosell. I was like, I don't do a good Howard Cosell. I didn't want to work on it for this movie that I knew. I wasn't going to get. But then they called me. My agent goes, hey, the director and Nicolas Cage, they want to have a Zoom call with you to work on the Madden thing. I was like, no. They're like, why not? I'm like, because I want to hang out with Nicolas Cage. If I'm going to give him the recipe to the John Madden, I want to ride sidecar to the Ghost Rider. I want to be with him in Vegas, do a Leslie Stahl 60 Minutes kind of thing, have him show me his exotic animals. Here's my monitor lizard. Now let's work on our John Madden. This monitor lizard, what's he going to do? He's going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, but I could work with, I don't know how he's going to sound, but maybe they've watched what I was doing and figured, because for example, Josh Brolin used me, he and Oliver Stone used me for the movie W. So they watched a bunch of stuff, but I was one of the main things that they watched to learn how to become George Bushification or George Bushified, you know? So, people have used me as reference points about that type of stuff. So I got that call. It's like, well, I would, because I could teach Nicolas Cage enough. He's way better, obviously, of an actor than I could ever be. But he has that. He's up here, up in the nasal cavity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But here. And then if you want to get the John Madden, you have to go to the back of the throat like you've got a turducken stuck in your esophagus. But you have to work that. I think I've done it with you before where there's the Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear. Ah, waka, waka, waka.
So those two voices, if you take Kermit the Frog and you bring it down a little bit, it becomes John C. Reilly. Did you touch my drum set?
Add some air, it becomes Mark Ruffalo. I see this as an absolute win. Bring it down even more. And it's Paul Giamatti, I believe. That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
So I know how to manipulate those things and cut off parts of the throat or however you're going to do it. It's like a muscle. It's muscle memory of learning how to make the sound that you want, and then the cadence. You've heard Christopher Walken's high. You've heard Christopher Walken low, but in the middle, they all sound like Christopher Walken because it's like that William Shatner thing where you just have to pause in the right places, and you know who it is, right? So it's that, and then finding the pitch is all part of it. So
that's fascinating.
It's something I've worked at and found over the years. Anybody, you know, that's what an accent is. An accent. This is just a person's own personal accent, or their way of speaking. That you can emulate parts of it. Might not get the pitch, but you can get that cadence and the verbiage that they use.
We're with Frank Caliendo, who's in town to perform at the Improv in Homestead on the Waterfront. Two shows tomorrow and two shows Saturday. People here love you. You're originally from Chicago, right?
Born in Chicago, grew up in Milwaukee. Which is not that much.
You spent time in Cleveland, too.
My wife is from Cleveland. Don't hold
God
that
bless
against
her.
Me.
No, I'm sure she's fine.
She's great. very Clevelandy, West Side. And people, I don't know if people know this. It's a clean show. You know that.
Yeah.
Because you've seen
I've
me.
Seen you many times.
It's
love
no,
it.
No swear words, nothing dirty. It's we're probably, the whole show is probably cleaner than network TV nowadays. Definitely cleaner than cable. But I do that on purpose just because I don't like people to watch. If I ever did a dirty show, I'd label it that, but it's not.
Things that I appreciate that, because it's really easy for comedians to, you know, just start dropping it.
Especially with voices. I mean, it's so easy to take an impression that would never say swear words and say that type of stuff. And it was never for me.
When did you discover that you had this ability?
Well, I would do impressions of teachers and, friends as a kid. So there was some of that. I would watch In Living Color or Saturday Night Live growing up and do those types of characters. But they were characters people were already doing. So it's easier to do, in my opinion, it's easier to emulate a cartoon character or somebody else's character because they're already putting on a voice. It's harder to do the person as a regular, everyday person talking. So, like, when I was developing the Robin Williams, it wasn't that, oh, my goodness. It was just the serious one, you know, the one where you elicit emotion, grow a beard, win an Academy Award.
Your face changes.
It does. Isn't that weird? The big ones are the George W. Bushification. That one is a big changer.
Donald Trump, quite frankly, it's like you're looking into the fish tank. Look at that, Nemo. You're a clownfish. That's all you're ever going to be.
My Joe Biden. Folks, come on. What are we doing with the guy or the thing? I don't have to tell you. My joke with Joe Biden is he's the only guy I've ever seen listen with his eyes. Right, Mr. President,
folks, where are we? I don't know. Have you ever, and I know John Madden, I think you told me, kind of got hacked off when you got famous doing his voice.
Yeah, he didn't love me. I finally made his grandkids laugh. And when I made his grandkids laugh, that turned it around. He's
he was
cool. Get it now.
But I want Nicolas Cage to play me in a movie. Boom.
How's that? Why Nicolas Cage?
I've seen the pictures. It looks pretty good. I thought they could do it with the long. He's got kind of a longer nose. He's got a wider bridge to his nose. But I was never going to have a chance to get cast. I'm 5'6". John Madden's a hulking guy, and he couldn't pull off anything even close to that with me. So, and they need an A-list star to anchor a movie.
Yeah, when is that coming out?
They're shooting it now, so it's probably in the next year. I don't know if it's for streaming or the theaters. I don't know. But it's funny because I did a thing with other people. Because people think I get mad about him. I understand it. It's the business. You know, you weren't going to cast me as John Madden. Although even my agent was like, well, it's not a comedy. It's a serious. I'm like, well, yeah, I could play John Madden. Seriously, don't say I could say
the things like he would say them. You know, it's like, I don't have to do this all the time.
But at the same time, I realize you got it. You're going to have an A-list star.
That was the first question I got when a colleague found out you were coming in.
Right.
Ask him why he didn't get John Madden.
Yeah, well, it was originally, I think the first choice originally was Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell was going to be cast in it. Then Hugh Jackman. It went through some odd iterations of who everybody that it was going to be except for me. But people thought I was mad about it. I was like, listen, you have to understand. If I'm not the right. I mean, I do the character. I do the impression. But if it could be all smaller people, if it could be all little people in me, I could tower at 5'6". I would have a chance. But
have you ever had a chance to do any other impressions in front of the actual stars?
Yeah, I do though. It's with John Gruden all the time, man. I tell you what, do some unboxing. You want to unbox some stuff? That's pretty good.
What would John Gruden say about the Steelers playing the Vikings in Ireland?
I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to get a bunch of potatoes, man. Don't they have potatoes? He never quite knows something. He's like, don't they have a bunch? Didn't they have a famine over there about potatoes? Didn't they get hungry looking for potatoes at one time? Is that too close to, is that, do we give it enough time, man? Is that too short of a lifespan?
Didn't you talk to the Raiders team as Gruden?
Yeah, I did a couple times.
I saw that video. It's fantastic.
I have two game balls. I mean, there are linemen who've been in the NFL for 10, 15 years, man, let's say 10 years. They never got a game ball. And I, the schmuck, comes in and does a John Gruden impression. They won both games I talked to the team, and I have two official. They were preseason games, but I have two preseason game balls in my trophy case.
That is cool as hell, man. Frank Caliendo performing this weekend, two shows tomorrow night and Saturday night at the Great Improv on the waterfront in Homestead. Always good to see you, man. You're in demand right here in our Odyssey family. We call it the car wash, where you just walk through and...
At the car wash.
That's it.
Frank, there we go.
Have a great weekend in the Berg.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.